and we have street service. And most of the time they have tambourine. And both of them, can take the organ out, but and have electric guitars and bass guitars and drums.
You make good music.
Make music.
Pretty good, too, huh?
Yeah.
If you cut an album, you must be good. Do you sing?
So I sing out to in the choir.
Hey, that's great.
So,
Y'all have any singers this week, or? I like to hear y'all.
No, we have service tonight at our church. And we've got a Louisville. Tuesday night,
Louisville, Mississippi.
Mm-hmm. And that's where the missionary choir going to sing up there.
Uh-huh.
And the Usher Boy Choir at High Church are going to sing in Louisville.
Yeah.
And during Pastor's Appreciation, which will be August the 4th, 3rd through the 7th, I think, there'll be other guest choir and our choir probably sing that Saturday night or either Sunday morning one.
Yeah.
But usually during Pastor's Appreciation, we let, other choirs come in and sing. Like Hattiesburg Choir came in and sing. Now they got about 3 or 4 albums out. And Birmingham State Choir come. They sing with the Midwestern District Choir.
Yeah.
And
Birmingham, that's in?
Alabama.
Uh-huh.
Now they'll come on Friday night and use their choir and Jackson Choir. We got 2 or 3 choirs to sing. And once every summer we have a youth jubilee at our church. And there'll be about 10, 11 different choirs, just come and sing. And we go out and talk to other young people about, getting in church and, trying to help them. Especially those that have turned on dope and stuff like that. We have a lot to do.
Yeah.
Right. It's not too many, young people, that, that's not a shame, to go out and tell other young people about, coming to Christ, stuff like that. And the young people around our church, they are willing to do it, just go out and take time and have service on the street and talk to other young people and tell them about coming to church. And
you got a good church,
man. Yeah, pretty good. I've been in there all my life that I know.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband, he's just got in there since the last 4 years because in his hometown, he was in a Baptist church.
Mm-hmm. But he joined
our church. Because his uncle is the pastor in our church. And he came over and started living with him.
Yeah.
So he just joined our church. And it's about, it's two black Pentecostal churches here. And about 6 white. Two of them are united, and 4 of them are apart.
Oh, okay. Well, when you were up in Tennessee, did you see any of those big high places, something higher than a hill?
No, I went out with some friends, went to a restaurant or something, and all the rest of them went sightseeing.
Uh-huh.
And somehow we got mixed up, where we were going to meet at. And we all just ended back up at the hotel, and we just went out and got something to eat, just passing through.
Mm-hmm. You ever seen a male, a big?
Mountain? Yeah, we went to Virginia.
You been to Virginia?
Right.
You been all over the place. What did you see there? You saw?
Saw mountains and just went a little everywhere, went to the zoo. Mostly, I like to go to the zoo and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And we went camping.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, what are most of the roads like around here? What were they like when you were coming up?
Dirt. With gravel on them.
Uh-huh.
Lane be muddy.